Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for Saturday, October 11th and the days ahead. Well, folks, the day begins with the moon in Taurus. The moon here is happy and content. Taurus is the moon's sign of exaltation, meaning the lunar energies are best expressed here. Those energies are stability, comfort, creativity, all the good things. Now, that could make it a perfect day for relating and relationships, but there could be some obstacles to overcome. And before I dive deeper into that, let me make it clear that obstacles are very useful. They can teach us not to be rigid, to flow like water around them, strengthen our determination, try harder, and learn to be more disciplined. Yeah, obstacles are like a good coach. So, since July, Saturn has been in Pisces, the mutable water sign symbolized by two fishes swimming in opposite directions. Saturn here has what's called dristi, a word meaning sight or gaze across the zodiac in the sign of Virgo. That's its opposite sign. Now, that sets up an energy pattern where a planet crossing Saturn's gaze experiences an energetic blockage or obstacle. Now, that's been the case in affecting Mercury, Mars, and the Sun as each planet has passed Saturn's gaze. Now, for Mercury, it's now in Libra, so it's out of that position. It means that Saturn's obstacles require more effort and patience to get at Mercury's truthful communication. Communication that can be frustrated for the purpose of making it dig deeper and try harder. Saturn opposite Mercury just means you have to stick with it to be patient, persistent, and painstaking. Saturn calls on you to try harder. Remember, Saturn's like a coach. Now, Mars, which is also in Libra, just crossed Saturn's gaze. And what that was like, if you can remember, is that it frustrated efforts to move ahead. The Mars energy of being go, go, go is stuck, stuck, stuck. And then the Sun. Oh, dear, the Sun is still in Virgo, but it's out of orb. That can make you feel low energy, like a real sense of depletion, frustrated in your career, work, or like, what am I here for? But that too will pass. So these planets have passed through Virgo beyond Saturn's gaze and are moving on. Now, the catch is that today Venus is exactly in Saturn's line of sight. Venus rules love, romance, art, diplomacy, personal finance, the good things. Saturn obstructs that energy, leaving you with two choices. Take your marbles and go home, or try harder. Now, relationships are the most personal of personal challenges. So today, with Venus opposite Saturn, you may lose that loving feeling and find that what's needed is the secret sauce of successful relationships, making the other person's happiness more important than your own. This energy pattern will help move from self-centered to centered on others, from projection to understanding. In other words, if a relationship is formed based on seeing another person as we are instead of how they are, well, it doesn't always work out. Now, Saturn will help you see the reality of a relationship as it really is, for better or for worse. The zodiac is always on the move, and in 2 weeks, Venus will be out of the orb of Saturn's gaze. That's the time to take the lessons of that with you. Often relationships break up under that aspect, or they just get stronger. Now, the really good news is that on October 15th, the big daddy of the zodiac, the guru, which is known as Jupiter, moves into Cancer. And that's its sign of exaltation. What that means is that Jupiter expresses its energies most favorably. Now, Jupiter's here until December 15th, and astrologers welcome this energy as adding grace, understanding, a return to the light of truth, kindness, hope, and generosity. Well, that's a pretty big promise, but we'll see how that energy shakes out. Now, what's interesting is that Jupiter's transit into Cancer coincides with all those planets, Mercury, Mars, the Sun, and Venus, moving out of the gaze of Saturn, the stern taskmaster of the zodiac. Wouldn't that be a welcome relief from the challenges and obstacles that have tested us on a personal level and in the world out there? Well, in the meantime, remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe on WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.